From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump held a campaign-style rally in Phoenix, Arizona, Tuesday evening. Prior to the event, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters that the president would take no action pardoning former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's conviction for intentionally disobeying a judge's order in an immigration case. Trump reiterated that again during his speech, but intonated that he would issue a pardon in the future.
You know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay?
Arpaio is scheduled to be sentenced on October 5th. The 85-year-old faces up to 6 months in jail, though attorneys who have filed the case doubt someone his age would be incarcerated. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis and other U.S. military officials were in Baghdad Tuesday on an unannounced visit to meet with Iraqi leaders. Mattis says the situation in Iraq has improved significantly over the past 3 years under Iraqi Prime Minister Hadir al-Abadi, and the U.S.-led coalition will continue to stand with them.
Today, the security for the Iraqi people has been greatly improved. Cities have been liberated, people freed from ISIS, from Daesh.
On Sunday, Iraq's military launched an offensive to take back Tal Afar, an area about 60 kilometers west of Mosul. A powerful typhoon has forced offices and schools to close and canceled hundreds of flights on Hong Kong, where residents were hunkering down as the storm passes by. Severe Typhoon Hato was about 60 kilometers south of Hong Kong on Wednesday morning and moving toward the mainland, China's Pearl River Delta. A direct hit to Hong Kong was not expected, but outlying areas may experience winds of 140-plus kilometers per hour. This is VOA News.